shortly, Oremo Odwi. Is that the correct way to say the name?
Yes, the name is Oremo Odwi.
Oremo Odwi.
Yes.
Okay. Which one is the first name and which one is the surname?
The first one is Oremo.
Oremo.
Yes.
And the surname is Odwi.
Odwi.
And Odwi comes from your parents or?
From my parents.
Okay.
Oremo, the son of Odwi.
Ah, Oremo, the son of Odwi.
Yes.
He's the founder and moderator of Mark Bench, a former guild guild president aspirant.
Yes, at Makerere University.
Okay, okay. And your 2025 NRM Plug Youth MP aspirant.
Yes, for Northern Uganda.
For Northern Uganda.
Yeah.
So you, on Thursday, you are wishing people to vote in for you.
No. Yeah, I think if you can see there, it is former. I did not.
Former.
Yes.
My producer didn't write this well.
They are listing founder. Listing, bro.
No, not really.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, I'm glad to have you on Gang. And what is the Mark Bench? What is Mark Bench?
The Mark Bench is a platform. It was sort of a student movement that I came up with at Makerere University at the time. When I was a student, being a student of journalism and communication, there was need for debate and intellectual discourse among students. There was a vacuum at the university. So we started it at the university, but later it spread across to draw the interest of students across the country and actually outside the country. There was that one time when we hosted Professor Lumumba, and we had the students' movement from across the continent, from West Africa, from South Africa, engaging on how, as young leaders of this country, we can shape the future of Uganda, and not just Uganda, and also the continent. So we have since been holding conversations, having discussions, measures together with young people, meeting to discuss the direction probably that we want our country to take and the region.
It sounds very good, but then now, instead of continuing with that kind of discussion, you're resorting to prayer.
No, prayer is also part of what we need as a country, because our intercession that we are talking about is simply for now, the voting time, and the post-election period, because we wouldn't want to see a country that is going to be ravaged going down because of absence of a peaceful process. That's why we have come up with Youth for Peace Uganda, to ensure that in this season we engage young people across the country. If you look at violent seasons, most times it is you find young people at the front line. That's why we're engaging young people across the country. We're engaging religious leaders, the priests, the leaders in the Anglican Church, and even
you have prayer tomorrow.
The Muslim leaders. Yes, tomorrow across the country, young people are going to lead services. They're going to lead mass, even in mosques, and they're going to be making prayers.
How have you organized that?
We have coordination going on all over the country. As I speak right now, there's a team that is meeting priests in the whole of Busoga sub-region, simply and basically to ensure that we bring them on board, because you know, in a country like Uganda, religious leaders have a very good say, a very great say on the people and the direction that community takes. So we think through prayers, but also letting people know the advantage of having a peaceful country during and after elections. We want people to know the advantage to that, to the young people of this country.
You're kind of promoting a view that, you know, we are doomed, we are in doomsday time, and we are just left with prayers.
Not really. There are other initiatives that are going on. Conversations are going on. If you look at the sitting arrangement that is in this studio, I am seeing the Treasurer General of the National Unity Platform facing, and that alone is tolerance. That alone is bridging.
So much money in Noop.
Yes. A man who carries the monies of Noop is facing the head of an institution in the NRM in State House, and this is the.
But only happens on Gang.
And so Oscar.
Once they get out there, these guys get beaten, get tear gas, and so on. Gang is where you see what is supposed.
So you together with us. You are part of the people making initiatives to ensure that we have a peaceful country, because whenever intolerance crops in, that's when you will see violence taking center stage, and we can lose the country. We can have destruction.
Okay. We will have you for the hour. And every time you think you can interject, talk about how prayer will help.
I'm glad to be here on Capital Gang and to make a contribution.
And one of our topics is the Electoral Commission ready? And we'll have someone from Electoral Commission come in on the hour mark to tell us how ready they are. So Benjamin, you dispute that NRM is not going to win big.
Yeah.
Mm. Why do you dispute that?
He's outraged.
No, first of all.
Go on, Ben.
Yeah, first of all is that we have done our studies. We have moved across the country the violence and interference from the state infrastructure notwithstanding, and we are very confident that we are winning this election. And that's why we dispute the insinuation occasioned by the topic you framed. We don't want to believe in bad faith, that it's misleading and is intended to create a wrong impression, which we believe is inappropriate. We have moved across the country, we have done surveys, and we are very confident that we are winning this election. And that explains why the NRM, and of course having co-opted the state infrastructure, has resorted to violence, has resorted to intimidation of our agents, buying of our candidates, of course with a view of ensuring that we don't have agents deployed in those places. If they enjoyed the support of the population, they would not be resorting to underhand methods as a shortcut to winning. And that's why we believe that that topic, as it is framed, is misleading. But we want to believe that in framing it, you did not want to. Because normally when we are going into the elections, there is always an attempt to, first of all, cause voter apathy, that this election is over, that even your voting will not be of any significance because the winner will not be determined by your voting. Yet we see the people that are propagating that narrative move around the country, fulfill pledges they made 20 years ago. Moses here has been very effective on fulfilling pledges in markets in the election season. We see them arresting supporters, we see them arresting people of civil society, we see them intimidating and coercing people out of race. Those are not things that are done by a person that is confident of winning through legitimate means. Yeah, so we...
You remember last week, was it the other week, we had Mr. Nyombi Tembo here telling us we cannot publish results and so on, issuing threat-like instructions. So, but we can ask you, Derek, for example, do you see NUP winning in Mbarara? Do you see NUP winning in Kasese? Where do you see the NUP win? Because you know Moses Wiranga is going to come up here with statistics as usual.
Yes, Kasese is one of them. Mbarara in some parts, yes. The bigger parts of Busoga, the bigger parts of Uganda, actually all the parts of Uganda will win.
Some parts of Uganda now you don't have an MP.
Well, but we don't only have...
Because they've been denominated.
We don't only have parliamentary candidates, and like I mentioned, that we don't have a parliamentary system where the candidate with the biggest number of MPs forms the government. We'll win in even some parts of Far East, West Nile, so we are very confident that, and even some parts of Tigezi, and our biggest task now is to make sure that we stop them from doing what they have been doing in the previous electoral cycles of forcing people to vote on the table. You have seen some RDCs threatening that in their respective districts people will vote on the tables. We have seen also the NRM candidates in Zimbabwe declaring that voting will be done on the tables. which is a departure from the established framework within our constitution.
What does on the tables mean?